Well, in parts of the South, it's considered quite a delicacy to take parts of the intestine and cook them up.
If you know just what to get there.
Yeah, like chitlins. Mm-hmm. Or, do they ever make those around here?
No, not to know.
Yeah, I guess they make something called haslet or haslet too.
Well, I wouldn't know.
A lot of guts.
Yeah, the sweet bread, we use that sometimes in the heart and the liver. That's about all we ever use. But mm-hmm. then there is other parts there that they use, that stomach and all. But
they ever make a dish called son of a bitch out here?
Kind of good.
It sounds awful, doesn't it? This is an old cowboy dish where they put in all sorts of things. Yeah. Brain and melt and, I don't know what else.
That melt same as spleen in it.
I think so. But they get this all in there and cook it all day. Gee, I guess it goes like that.
Sure.
Those hungry punchers get in there.
We used to call it what we call coward bait. Oh, we'd get raw meat and onions and things like that, mix it all up, never cook it, and we'd eat it. And he said that's coward bait. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah, you get that stuff seasoned right.
Yeah, onion, pepper, and that stuff in there, wouldn't taste too bad.
It's just sort of unaged sausage. Mm-hmm. Do you have many Negroes around here?
None right here, but there is some at Weatherford and some at Clinton and mostly. Mm-hmm. Not around the whole. Used to be a few in the country up toward Independence, but I think they all. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did they do? Have homesteads there?
Yeah, they had farms.
Did any of those make the run?
I don't know. They could have, but as far as I know, not. I wouldn't doubt though some of them in Independence maybe didn't, because they've been there a long time.
Hmm. That's strange. You never think of them that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never had too close a contact with them, as far as that goes, but then I just knew it was up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot in Clinton.
Any people around here from other nationalities, the Germans and...
Other than Germans?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Germans and there's French. And there's some Swedes, and then there's some Russians around.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of Russian people around. And I guess maybe that pretty well, the Dutch and the German and the Russian and the Swede. And there's a couple Australian girls I know of.
Hmm. War brides?
Yeah, war brides. Mm-hmm. And there's a few. Well, let's see, there's a Filipino girl out here. There's a war bride. Cute little outfit. Got some cute kids.
Hmm. Yeah, they're cute little girls.
Yeah. It's a Klingon little housekeeper. They live out there where Jesse's folks used to live, and they stopped in there one day to see the home place, you know. This girl came to the door and they told them what they wanted. She invited them in. They said she's just as clean and neat as she can be. My nephew married a Hawaiian girl here a while back.
Hmm. I bet that's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, but after she came up here and all, she's dark and all, but she's just as nice as she can be. She's a registered nurse.
Hmm.
They went up to Illinois now and she's working. She had been married before, and she had a couple of little old kids, and them little old cusses, they is as polite and worked, and when they got through with a meal, they picked their plates up and took them to the sink, and was over jeans of his, and over there, while we was all getting ready to go home, and them two boys jumped in, one of them was washing dishes, and the other drying dishes.
Okay.
And that's the first time they'd ever been there, first time they'd ever seen him. The rest of us standing around getting ready to leave, and them kids doing the dishes. Yeah, they were working the boogers.
Man, she had her washing machine, automatic washer, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, them kids, we was really proud of them.
Hmm.